Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It has been a long day on the witness stand for former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. The ousted diplomat faced questions about President Trump's actions from 9 o'clock this morning until just about 5 minutes ago at 3:25.
The impeachment hearing designed to determine if the president's actions were illegal. Peter Haskell has been following the proceedings all day. They just wrapped up. Peter, what sticks out to you about all this today?
Well, it was interesting the fact that we've heard these readouts of the president's phone calls with the president of Ukraine. You admit to Trump bad-mouthing Yovanovitch, and she says it really started with Rudy Giuliani. He's the president's lawyers, and according to her, Giuliani was working with corrupt officials in Ukraine to basically smear her.
I do not understand Mr. Giuliani's motives for attacking me. Nor can I offer an opinion on whether he believed the allegations he spread about me. Clearly, no one at the State Department did.
Peter, what were Republicans arguing here?
Well, they say that while Yovanovitch was recalled from Ukraine, she still has a job, she is respected by her colleagues, and really has suffered no ill effects aside from perhaps feeling uncomfortable or threatened, as she said. But the Republicans, including Chris Stewart, really wanted to get to the bottom line.
As you see it here before us, very simply and directly, do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
There was even a question from a Democrat about whether this was unlawful, and Yovanovitch had the answer that really the answer was no.
Then there was the wild card thrown into today's hearing in the form of a presidential tweet.
So you've got Yovanovitch testifying about how she feels uncomfortable with all that's going on around her and the fact that she's being badmouthed by the president, smeared by Rudy Giuliani. And all this is going on in the president tweets. Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went, things turned bad. So the committee chairman, Adam Schiff, asked her about this.
What effect do you think that has on other witnesses' willingness to come forward and expose wrongdoing?
Well, it's very intimidating.
It's designed to intimidate, is it not?
I mean, I can't speak to what the president is trying to do, but I think the effect is to be intimidating.
Well, I want to let you know, Ambassador, that some of us here take witness intimidation very, very seriously.
That, you can expect, will be a point the Democrats will focus on going forward: witness intimidation, impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors.
Peter Haskell, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.